Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Let's talk now about the world of sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. He joins us every Wednesday here on Radio Boston. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Well, and we have not had a chance to talk about the U.S. Open and the big disappointment for Serena Williams. One match away from the Grand Slam, winning all four major tournaments in a single season.
Well, one match away from the opportunity to win it anyway. But, you know, as she pointed out in her post-match comments, hey, I won three of them. That's not too bad. And she's absolutely right.
And she fell to Italy's Roberta Vinci in the semifinal. I mean, what do you make of this, and what do you think about, you know, where she goes from here?
Well, first of all, it's nice to be reminded every once in a while that the reason they play these games and these matches is because we cannot predict with any degree of certainty how they're going to come out. That's right, why they play them.
As they say, you've got to play the games.
Yeah, of course. We can guess all we like. I don't think it's going to be a setback in any kind of major way. She's still strong. She's obviously still wants to play, and there's no reason to think that she wouldn't win some more.
Bill, I want to ask you, though, about that unlikely all-Italian final between Roberta Vinci, who beat Serena in the semifinal, and Flavia Pennetta. They were childhood friends, suddenly playing each other on one of the great tennis stages in the world. And then after her victory, Flavia Pennetta surprised the tennis world with this.
Just one thing. I mean, before I start this tournament, like 1 month ago, I take a big decision on my life. And this is the way I would like to say goodbye to tennis.
So goodbye to tennis. 33 years old. She's ranked 26th in the world. She won the U.S. Open. She's retiring.
Yep.
What do you make of that?
I love what she said in another portion of that speech, or perhaps it was in an interview. She said, I'm retiring to know who I am. And it, again, reminds us of how difficult it is to devote yourself to being one of the very best in the world at something, whether it's tennis or another sport or playing the piano better than anybody else, whatever it is. It's a tremendous commitment, and there must be a great sense of relief to go along with that great sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, she talked about finding the fire in her belly for one tournament after another after another. She said it's one thing to get it, you know, to get excited for the U.S. Open, but all those other tournaments in between the big ones, it's like again and again and again. So hard work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can we talk Red Sox?
I'm ready.
Okay. Obviously, the season has been dreadful.
I'm glad you brought this up, Dan.
There have been some lovely moments more recently, though. We shouldn't completely ignore those.
Well, we do want to talk about, you know, the lovely moment involving David Ortiz. 500th homer. He's just the 27th player in Major League history and the fourth Red Sox player to do that. And earlier this week, we spoke with sports writer Glenn Stout about this. Let's listen to what he had to say.
It speaks to two things. It doesn't just speak to talent, but it also speaks to longevity. You really have to give him credit for, you know, essentially starting his career at about age 27 and still reaching that milestone.
So, Bill, what do you think about this milestone on the part of David Ortiz?
Glenn makes a very good point. If you talk to players, a lot of times you hear that it's longevity that they respect more than anything else. Because think about it. You're, say, a 25-year-old man when you make it to the major leagues, and behind you are all these guys who are 23 and 21 and 18 and high school kids who are going to push you in just a couple of years. To have a long career is a great accomplishment, and David Ortiz's career has been not only long, but it contains 500 home runs now, so not too shabby.
And a reputation as one of the great clutch hitters of all time, obviously very popular around sort of Red Sox Nation. But what do you think about the debate about whether a pure designated hitter should go to the Hall of Fame?
I have just one question for you, Anthony. Is he famous?
He's famous.
He should go to the Hall of Fame.
Is that all it takes? Well, then why aren't you in the Hall of Fame?
I'm not famous. He has 500 more home runs at the major league level than I have.
Ah, yes. Well, there is that.
But we tend to be a little, you know, a little biased about our own team sometimes. So we're just asking you to be an impartial judge here, Bill.
Yeah, yes, he should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no question about that.
And tonight, your favorite Major League Soccer team, the New England Revolution, takes on the New York Red Bulls in Foxborough. The Revs are on a 5-game winning streak, but the Red Bulls are are the best in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, the Red Bulls have been playing extremely well also. You know, it's funny that you talk about these two teams because MLS would probably love nothing more than for a genuine Boston-New York rivalry to emerge between these two teams. It'd be great fun. Unhappily, New York has another team in MLS, so probably the real rivalry ultimately is between the two New York teams. But it's the Revs have been great fun to watch, especially recently. Terrifically tight on defense, scoring some magnificent goals. It's been great fun and a good season. And of course, we have the good news of the ultimate promise of the Revs getting a stadium of their own someday, if Mr. Kraft is to be believed.
All right. Well, that's Bill Littlefield. He hosts NPR's Only a Game. It airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. He joins us every Wednesday here on Radio Boston. Bill, always good to have you.
Thank you, Anthony.
And that's it for today. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.